Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hello and welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, episode 235. I'm your host, Paul Andrews, and in today's episode, we are recapping week three of the 5 minutes a day in May guitar challenge. So for members that have been doing the challenge, we are now 3 weeks through, only one more week remaining. So well done, firstly, we're doing amazing. Next week, we'll be looking at improvisation, playing onto backtracks and lead guitar techniques. If you are not a member of the challenge, then you can still sign up at bjchallenge.com. I've actually set it up so when you sign up, it takes you all the way back to day one, so you don't miss out on anything through the challenge. You just start at day one and then go through the challenge all the way up to day 31. Before we dive into a recap, though, of week three, all about our strumming and rhythm, I've got a bit of Beginner Guitar Academy news, and that is I've released a recording of last weekend's live Q&A into the Academy. So if you go and check out the live recording section over on the dashboard, you'll see the recording there, and I've put the audio in the Members Only podcast too. Now, if you are going through the 5 minutes a day guitar challenge, then you also get access to the recordings. I'll send out an email. You should have had it already, actually, of the link to watch a video and to recap if you weren't able to come live. Because I did actually open up the live member Q&A. It's normally only for beginner guitar academy members. I open up to people doing the 5 minute day challenge as well. And I did have some pre-submitted questions from people that couldn't attend live who were doing the challenge. So yeah, don't worry, you have got the recording. I'll email out. If you haven't got it, just drop me an email, info@beginnerguitarcamp.com, and I'll make sure you receive that recording. So now we've got all the news out of the way, let's dive into this week's topic, a recap of week number three of the 5 minutes a day guitar challenge. So week number three, we're looking at strumming and rhythm, which is often something that beginner guitar players struggle with. And not even beginner guitar players, quite often with even my students at level three, level four, they've been playing a couple of years, we go back and we look at their timekeeping and the fundamentals, and they're a little bit ropey because they haven't been working on it. So day one of that week, which is actually day 15 of the challenge, was all about that, the fundamentals. And that was get a metronome, which was basically the main thing from that day. So get a metronome. Now you can get a metronome for free at metronomeonline.com. There's some great little apps. Pro Metronome is a really good app that you can get from the Apple Store and the Play Store. And then you can get standalone ones as well. So if some people don't like, you know, going online, they don't like to use their phone, they want to kind of detach from the technology and just enjoy the instrument, then you can go over to Amazon, you can get loads of just standalone metronomes. A really good one, though, is a digital one that Korg makes, the Korg, I think it's the MA2, MA1 or MA2. They used to have both. I think the Monia have one of those now. So search for Korg and you'll see it come up. It's a blue one. They used to have a blue one and a red one, and the only difference was just the color. And one was the MA1, one was the MA2. I can't remember which one's which. So yeah, go and get that one if you want a standalone one. But you definitely need a metronome. Metronomes are worth their weight in gold. And all we worked on day 15 was tapping our foot to the beat. So you get that metronome going. You set it at a nice, comfortable speed, something like 60. Metronomes work on beats per minute. That's how we measure speed in music, beats per minute or tempo. So if you've got it at 60, it is clicking once per second. That's a really good place to start. A beginner guitar can be level one. That's the speed we aim for to get the skills ticked off. So you've got your foot tapping, you can have your head nodding. You want to basically internalize the beat. The problem a lot of people find is they hear the metronome, but that's it. They don't actually feel the metronome. As soon as you feel it, tap your foot along to that beat, you're going to be like glued to that beat. You're going to be really in time. So that's something we really want to get going early on. Foot tapping, head nodding, trying to stay in time to that beat. Then we got to day 16 and we started looking at note values. So in music, how we know when to strum. And we use these symbols, note values, whole notes, half notes, quarter notes. So a whole note is where I'm going to take like a G chord. We strum and the first beat of the bar. So remember, we have our bars. We're counting to four in each bar. We go 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. So that'd be a whole note playing once and then leaving the sound for the whole of the bar. We have half notes, which, as the name sort of suggests, we're playing halfway through the bar. So we're going 1, 2, 3, 4. So each strum lasts for two counts or two beats. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1. So that's half notes. Then we have quarter notes where you strum every beat. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And they were our three main note values. So whole notes, half notes, quarter notes. On day 17, we then put them into use. We look back at a song we did in week two, Save Your Tears by The Weeknd, and then start playing around the strumming. So the chord progression for that song was C, A minor, E minor, and G. Starting off with the whole notes, always a good idea of any new song, just so you get a feel for it, get an idea of how it all fits together. And then you start building up, bringing the half notes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And when you're happy with that, you can bring your quarter notes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you can experiment, just obviously mixing up different rhythms. Makes it a bit more interesting. Normally in the song though, you'd start off with a nice simpler rhythm for the verse, building up the rhythm in the chorus, because obviously that's where the song pops. So that's where you want to make it a little bit more interesting, a bit more energy. Then we moved on to day 18 and looked at a new type of rhythm or note value, which was eighth notes. Eighth notes are your down up strums. And they sound really cool. You hear them in loads of songs, down up strumming. As we went through the different videos, I'll share my screen showing different exercises straight from the G4 guitar method, which we use at Beginner Guitar Academy. So again, check out the video to see all this stuff. Sign up to challenge if you haven't, because it's well worth it. BGAchallenge.com, completely for free. And they're the eighth notes. So eighth notes, you're going down on the numbers. So 1, 2, just like quarter notes, but then you're coming up in between the numbers. To help you know where the up is, we say and in between the numbers. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. And we look at different combinations, like a 1, 2, 3, 4. So down, down, up, down, down. 1, 2, 3, 4. Makes sense. And then different combinations of mixing those up, and they got a bit more tricky. Now, something I want to point out here is make sure you're counting, not just doing directions. So a lot of people online only teach directions. So like down, down, up, down, down, for like a strum pattern. Make sure you're counting the beats. So 1, 2, 3, 4. The benefit of counting beats, one, you're going to know where you are in the bar. So when you're saying three, you know you're on the third beat. So it's a lot easier to keep track of a song you're going through, to keep track of the structure. And also, if you start making it faster or slower, the beats don't change. So it's going to be a lot easier to keep track of 1, 2, 3, and 4 to 1, 2, 3, and 4. And it's going to give you such more understanding of the song and the music as well. So make sure we're counting, not just thinking directions. It's okay to think directions a little bit so you can obviously understand what your right hand's doing. But yeah, make sure you're doing the counting as well. So that was eighth notes. That was day 18. Then we go on to day 19. I showed you four strum patterns. So the first strum pattern was a 1, 2, 3, and 4, and. So we brought in some eighth notes on beats 3 and beats 4. So 1, 2, 3, and 4, and. Now the point of these strum patterns is to give you nice generic strum patterns that work over most styles of music. And this is a great one. 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 1, 2. Just put it back in Save Your Tears. See, that sounds pretty cool. Down, down, up, down, up. 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 1, 2. 3, and 4, and 1, 2, 3, and 4, and. So that sounds pretty cool. Then we brought in another up on beat 2 to make it 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 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 1. And just by bringing in an extra up makes it sound a lot different, actually. It makes it give you, again, a bit more energy, a bit more of a more interesting sound. Then for strum pattern 3, we brought in the final up on the 1. So now we have this 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and. But I changed it a little bit to only strumming down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. And really targeting those bass notes. The reason for doing that is we have more of a stylistic strum. This is more of a rock strum pattern. So if I put some more rock chords, you can hear it just sounds a bit more rock, just strumming down, rather than 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. So by limiting number of strings we're strumming, by doing all down strums, it will create a more driving rhythmic pattern, which is quite often heard in rock. So it's more of a rock strum pattern. So all down strums, thinking eighth notes, 1, 2, 3, 4, will sound fantastic. Then the final strum pattern 4, we actually went back to strum pattern 2, which was this down, down, up, down, up, down, up. 1, 2, and 3, and 4. And, but we missed out the strum for beat 3. So we didn't strum the third down. So it's down, down, up, miss. So we're missing the third beat. 1, 2, and 3. Then doing up, down, up after that. So counting 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 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 1. Our misses sound great. Really cool. Getting back to save yours. Here's 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Just sounds really cool. And then the final day, day 20, we looked at dynamics. And dynamics are a great way of making you sound a bit more polished, a bit more professional, a bit further along on your journey. And dynamics are just changes in volume. So you're playing softly, loudly, and obviously in between. So if you vary dynamics, you're playing a song, it makes you sound a lot more interesting. It makes you sound a lot more of a experienced guitar player. So show me if I do Save Your Tears. So I'm kind of going a bit over the top with the dynamics just to make it really obvious. I probably wouldn't do this so much. But you can hear it just sounds a lot more interesting when you start varying the volume. And when you're playing a song, if you're doing quite quietly in the verses, and then as you go in the chorus, you go a bit louder. Because as I said earlier, that's where it pops. That's where kind of the crescendo is. The climax of a song is in that chorus. So you want to really emphasize that with the volume, and that's a great way of doing it. You can get through emotion as well by doing that. So you're starting off nice and softly. So if you play louder, it sounds a bit more angrier, you're getting that emotion through. That also goes through to single note playing as well, which we're going to bring in week 4. That's a good thing to remember. You can bring that into improvisations and lead playing guitar, and that really helps kind of get that feeling across too. And there we go. That's what we covered in week 3. So how to use a metronome, note values, bringing those note values into the song, Save Your Tears, bringing eighth notes, so looking at some upstrumming, looking at 4 kind of essential strum patterns you can put into your guitar playing, and then finish off dynamics to take it to the next level and polish up your rhythm a little bit more. Again, if you haven't joined the challenge, head over to bgachallenge.com completely for free, and you'll get access straight from day 1. If you are doing the challenge, great news, there's another week for you. So week 4, next week, we're going to be looking at our lead guitar playing, tell you how to play along to backing tracks and reason we want to do that as well. But until then, have a fantastic week. Keep practicing, and I'll chat to you next week for another episode.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.